Yeah, so we're going through a little bit in Inyan, what goes on a little bit in Besdin, which I think the Olam is a little bit, some people are a little bit scared of it. A lot of people, when Besdin, we don't want to go to Besdin, Besdin just make choros. Oh, she's in din, Goyish courts, they cut the din. Besdin is all about choros. A lot of people tell me they're going to go to Besdin, just has to add on double the claim, because they're going to have half anyway, so might as well just, whatever, just double it, because it's endless, and at the end of the day, we'll get where we want to get, because it's choros anyway. It's a bit of a misconception. Let me explain the background of choros, and where it comes from, and what it means because of choros, and how much, or if they're obligated to do a choros, and what means a choros. So, the pasuk says initially, lekachas lilmoid tzedek lilmoid mishpat tzedek u'mishorim. Say the pasuk initially, lekachas musar tzedek, but the last is mishpat tzedek u'mishorim. So it says there, mishpat tzedek. Okay, mishpat tzedek means law and order. Say the country of law and order. Okay, mishorim. Mishorim means yashus. What does it mean, yashus? Again, what does it mean, straight? Well, straight to A is a crook to B. And B, no, you're the crook, I'm straight. Well, what does straight mean? So Rashi, interesting, Rashi says that yosho, mishorim is yosho, zuhi apshora. What is apshora? Chelek loze, chelek loze. A little bit for A, a little bit for B. And basically everyone goes away happy. Or both unhappy, depending. Depending on how big or small the chelik is. So Rashi says that Yosho Meshorim, what a person should do, Shlomo HaMelech is telling the person to do, you should know, don't be so rigid about the din. Sort out, be Yosho, give a little bit of chelik here and a chelik there. Now Ben Yona maybe explains a bit different, and he explains, Meshorim, Yosho means, we don't mean, that's a bit of a misconception. I think it stems with Rashi. It says, don't think that Yosho just means, like, just the dying man has a bit of rachmanis with you because you're poor or you're rich. It's said that al-Baribo, it's the first apostle in the Torah, you're not allowed to do that. It means you consider aspects of Dina Shomayim or Lifnei Meshuas Hadin. For example, strict example, Moshe Feinstein brings this example. There's a halacha, you have to make a shvur. Sometimes, you have to make a shvur. Nowadays, last 150 years or 200 years already, there's no such thing as making a shvur. People are scared. Batadinim are scared. I don't know if people are scared. Batadinim are scared. Someone in the Dan once brought an example in Switzerland. There used to be, I don't remember if you remember, the traffic lights used to go, like in America, they don't go vertical, horizontal. Horizontal. They asked, oh, you know, Valabatim, and he asked, okay, so everyone knows traffic lights green, orange, or red. Which way does it go? Left to right or right to left? I said to the table, everyone said something else. He said left to right, next to left, right to left, left to right, right to left. So see why I can't make a shvur? How many times do you go past the traffic light? Tens of times, or 100, whatever, tens of times. No one really knows. And he said, yeah, I'm telling you it's left to right. No, I'm telling you it's left, right to left. Why? Because, well, this is an Afshir. At the time it wasn't so important, it doesn't register. We're not talking about liars. Chas v'sholom. It's a misconception. He taka thinks like this. In his mind, he thinks I'm doing the right thing. It's taka left to right, right to left. He doesn't know the chav himself it was wrong. So stop doing shuas. So Dimon Makil says, okay, we stop doing shuas, but that person says, I want to do shua. Yeah, you better not let me. Why do you want me to pay? The halacha is, if you don't make a shuva, you have to pay. Because if not, what's the whole point of a shuva? If you're going to say, I'm not going to make a shuva. If you don't, either you make a shuva or you pay. However, whatever the lomza says, we'll leave it aside. So what happens, Olga? I want to make a shuva. You better not let me. Why should I pay? So the Divo Makil already says, Allah, there's Makobul all about the dinim. That Bezdin kilu forces you, convinces you, forces you to buy off your shvur. And that's Betoyos Pshora. We don't let you make a shvur because we know it's not going to be good for you. I'm telling you, it's not good. You think it's good for you. We know it's not good for you. So pay, how much are you willing to pay to not to make a shvuah?
Why is it not good for you?
Because if you get one word wrong, is a dive's loopy. And you don't know yourself what's right, like with the traveling light. You don't know yourself. So we're telling you, I'm telling you it's not for that to make a shvuah. Obviously, we come and chayv you everything. Because we don't let you. So it has to be an element. How much is it worth? How much are you willing? How much do we say is it worth? You're not sure. So we can't make them have everything. Half, a third. So the Makir said the normal minhag of Tadinim is a third. Again, depending on the case, if Yen has a strong case, it never be more than half. Because pashtas, if it's more than half, you know that, want to make it sure. If it's half or less, it's more likely you say, look, you know the shua is a big risk, don't take it so easy. You pay a third, you'll be moichel on the shua. So we assume that most people say, okay, well, yeah, I'm be moichel on the shua, you give me a third. So that's an element of pshol. So that's what Ben-Yoyle says, Lemoshel, that means a pshol, that means yashos. Or sometimes someone's chayv something goma, which with apidin de machusa is causative damage, is big money. I'm saying that's the whole time. Mamash, people are liable for causative damage. But in halacha, it's koma, you potter. But nevertheless, between the shemaim, you chayiv. So Bezin will tell you, we're not going to tell you how, we can't force you to pay. You ask me what to do, the right thing? Fine, between the shemaim, after 120, you're going to get punished if you don't pay. You're going to call the gamut, maybe, but you're still going to get paid. See, if you ask, you're wrong. He's going to say, yeah, nothing you should pay. It's like keeping Shabbos. Would someone say, I'm keeping my shop open on Shabbos? It's only Bina Shamayim. It's not Bina Adam. Or being over Isseribis. Or any Suamah. Of course people say, no, I'm not handling with Chometz on Pesach. It's only Bina Shamayim. It's not Bina Adam. You're not a Gamoth. But Bina Shamayim, you're over Nesah. So if someone makes Goma Bina Zokin, or other Chiyuva Bina Shamayim, it's you're going to be in trouble. But I can't be Moitz Shimon. I can't force it to base. Like someone drives a car on Shabbos, what can Bezin do? Can't tell him to stop driving. I can tell him, but I'm saying, he can't force anything. If they said, no, I want to, what can you do? Nothing can do. So same thing, if someone's a Bedina Shaman, yeah, none of your business, nothing can do. But if someone's an Elachid, we'll tell him thing. We'll tell him, you know what I mean, it's for your good, for your sake. We'll advise you to pay. We can't force advise you to pay. So that's what Ben Yoyle says. Pshara means other elements for the strict force of the law. It doesn't mean, that's what the misconception, it doesn't mean, oh, the dime's been a chmon to you because you shed a few tears or whatever, you didn't look very good, he didn't trust you, you didn't have a good toyin, or you did have a good toyin, well, that's not how it works in Bezin. But Bezin would consider other aspects which is not strictly coming with Simon, like Dina Shemayim, or sometimes, there was an example in Shtobu, and a lot of Shtobu says, the Mikabu Kinan, Hein Al Din, Hein Pshola, Hein Yosho, Hein Al Piyashos, Yosho, Yashos. The question is, what does it mean, Hein Al Piyashos? So one dime had, it was in Turin, America, and one dime, well, it was a divorce case, was the money aspect of his, so the husband was a blunt, let's call it bluntly a lively guy, whatever, slept every afternoon till 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, didn't lift a finger, didn't do anything, literally not, didn't even learn, like if you learn, show him, didn't bring money, didn't learn literally nothing. And his wife never slugged off her socks, she worked and she did all the household, everything she did. Came to divorce, he claims, Master de la Valo, she obviously had a good job, was worthwhile, all your money is mine, what do you mean? So the Dayan, that's Shtobu, said, hey, but didn't show up in Yosha. So the Dayan turned around and said, well, you want me to force your wife to pay all Master down, that's called Yashas. Nah, you're right, strictly up you didn't, but I'm not going to enforce it. I'll keep it quiet. You want to use me for a tool to make such a chrome attack, I'm not going to do it. It's not Yashas. That means, to be honest, a moment. That's what Yosha means. A lot of times doesn't mean Psholos doesn't mean to force people just to do what the Dayan thinks in his head. Psholos means Psholos, which is elements of Dina Shemaim, like a Ben Yoyle says, elements of Dina Shemaim, or there's elements of what we call this krum, it's not glat, and the Yom think look, this is just not like in this case. Well, he didn't look anything. We're not going to enforce a crook sack. We're not going to enforce it. Even according to the letter of the law, you might have a claim. It's not justified. So we won't justify a claim. That's what pshara means. That's the concept of pshara. So lemaisa says the Gemara brings interesting enough. You would think the concept of pshara is like Rashi brings here Mishli, the idea of promoting a pshara is that it's a mishpat sholem. The Shalom called it mishpat sholem. That through everyone being basically banging two heads together, everyone being moichel a bit, you say you moichel part of your claim, he's saying, well, he's moichel a little bit what potentially he could have received. For that, there'll be sholem. Because they both came to an agreement, look, we can live with it. So that's called a mishpat sholem. That's the idea of promoting pshara. Agam, it might, may not be 100% emes. And interestingly enough, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef really says, also liftsoya. This term is a pshara. You're not allowed to make a pshara. Bezdin, it's Issa of Bezdin. I'd rather every person, it says that he himself says, Anna Koin, that's what Anna Koin did. Oyev Shalom, went to parties, you may owe him £1,000, what would you say, 500? He goes, yeah, you have a claim, 500. I'm not saying, what would you say if Moichel 500 said, good idea, give it, wish over, finish, continue life. So that way it was a sholem. The Gemara Taka says, if there's din, there's no sholem, and a sholem, there's no din. It's a bit quiet. If it's a force, look, I have to pay. Naturally, people look at it a bit, I'm forced to pay, but really, really, I think they got it wrong. Or they may have gotten it wrong, or I don't really feel I have to pay, or I feel I don't have to pay. So people are a bit upset. If it's a pshara, just to settle, you continue life, you cut, you're moichel. So it's kinyan mechila, that's when he's a kinyan. From the kinyan. So he says, abezm osel iftoya, which is quite interesting. If it makes sholem, oyev sholem, oyev sholem, around the koin, why do you really say that you're not allowed to? Also, it's an issa to make a pshara. Avshuma kocha taka argues with his, and he says taka mitzvah liftsoya, it's even a mitzvah to make a pshara. It's even a mitzvah to make a pshara, and that's how we pass them. But it's only allowed for the owner to make pshoras until they know heichon datanoit. It means two ways of din. It's also interesting. Even though I'm passing it, they have an indication, and they're minded to gear towards a certain line, they're not allowed to promote a pshara because it's a shtickle gneva. If you know you really owe you £1,000, why are you telling the just be moichel 500? Why should be moichel 500? If you owe, you owe you. That you're not allowed to do. Why not? If it promotes Shalom, why not? So I'll explain a little bit more. There's big differences in Pshoras and Din, in the procedural aspect of Pshoras and Din. I'll just give one more to bring out a point. Everyone knows it, Bezdin, Achirab Nahatris, Sanhedrin, even Din and Nefoshas, everything. You go Basaloyev, two Dayan say Chayv, one Potter is Chayv, two Potter is Chayv, is Potter. Why Achirab Nahatris? It's a mitzvah the Raisa. In Pshara, Tosa says, no, there's no such thing as of. Even if two says Chayev, you're only going to have to pay if all three agree. Why? Because we assume that when people agree to Pshoras, to Pashonim, to people who are going to do Pshoras, their intention is they only agree to abide by the decision when all three agree. That's what Tosa says. Why is there no Achram Latus? Which is interesting. Why should this possible go so? Yeah, the way out is nowadays, obviously, you come out and have three, have two agreeing, but three have koima. So you just write in the shop, we agree that it's going to go basoloy. Fine, if that's what you agree. You can go agree basoloy one as well, but that's the way out. Oh, but why should we go basoloy? The telos is, I think the telos is simple. Loiv on Bezdin is a bit of emes. The emes is, the Torah says, Achram Lahatris, you want to know the truth? The truth is, or the hog of the truth, how you have to conduct yourself, which is the emes thing of the Torah to your way, you have to go basoloiv. Like you have three people, three chatichas, two of them are kosher, one not, and it got mixed up. Achram Lahatris, two are kosher, all of them are kosher. Finish, that's what the Torah said. That is the truth. And you can eat all three of them, and all three are kosher. If the Torah says Achram Lahatris, the rob is the emes. That is only if you're looking for the emes, which is din. Din is emes. You chayev, you potter, black and white. You might not always know what's black and white, but it's emes. So Torah, Ram Lahatos, Rov. Pshara, We said that the idea of promoting a pshara is to promote sholem, but it's not emes. Mishpat emes mishpat tzedek or mishpat emes. Emes or mishpat sholem. So the Gemara says mishpat sholem is not emes, and emes is not mishpat sholem. About it, because you're moichel. You're saying, look, he might owe you £1,000, but please be moichel. Potentially moichel. He might, please be moichel. So you're not really seeking the emes. You're seeking the elegant way out. Might be good to make sholem. It's a mitzvah to make sholem, but it's not the emes. So the male roiv doesn't come into the here because you're not looking after the emes. Roiv is a real one emes.
Why is kulachay zakai? If roiv is emes,
Kulachayev means you have to repeat the whole thing. Why? Why? Because we assume he didn't do your job properly. It can't be that no one had any tzadik first. No, but there the Torah says that kulachayev can't be emes. It can't be.
It has to be one person
because you didn't do your job properly. In fact, it's not. You went into the sugya, you went to all the ins and outs, you came to a conclusion. If everyone agrees, it's like in Iran, yeah? Like the spy in Iran. The Yiddish spy in Iran, score here, tell me they went in. There we go, yeah? Yiddish spy, chayv me, it's a finish. So you must have some agenda against him. That's what I'm saying. So it's not emes. So therefore, if it's not emes, so you can't go back to life. So whatever you agreed to buy the decision, sure, it might be oil. If you agree to oil, you're oil. But pashtus, if you don't agree to anything, you need coolant. Therefore, there's no oil. So therefore, as I understand, that's what Rabbi Yosef really says, also the tzoya, a bezdin, you come to a bezdin, you're seeking, or supposed to, bezdin's supposed to seek the emes. Emes, a mishpat sholem oval. A bezdin's job, that's what basically the Tanis, is you have to promote and seek emes. It's not your job here to strut my opinion, Mr. Nice Person, like Anna Coyle, which is also a mitzvah. That's not your job. Your job is to seek emes. So therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Lili, also the soya. What do you mean? And therefore, Taka, once you've heard the note, you know where the emes is, you can't go and make a pshara. I've been talking about pshara, which is Taka Oiska Halten, a Shtikl Oiska Halten, and it promotes the Sholem. It will promote the Sholem, but it's not emes. You can't do that. It's not your job. Your job as Dayan is to seek the emes. Masha'ekein, we say, Rav Shulman Kocha says, emes mishpat Sholem, shof to shift to Mishareichem. That means we hold that no, the job of a Bezin is Taka not only to seek the emes, not solely to seek the emes, until you know, Hekla Dinoite, you can be like Al Makoyin, or Yisholem Oiz Sholem. And you can try and seek a way out. If you can't, you have to get to the emes. So therefore, he holds them. That's how we pass them. They're allowed to promote Abshola. Stam al sadir for Abshola. The Gemara says in Brochus, where we've got till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, yes.
We've got 1 minute over.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says in Brochus, interesting story. Yeshua, the interesting of the mass of Cheskia and Yeshaya, that he told him. The Gemara says, "Mi chochem de pesha." Who knew how to make a shalom between these two great tzaddikim, Cheskiyahu HaMelech and Yeshaya. Everyone said, I should go to him. Elionovi came to Achav, I should go to him. Elisha came to his king. So almost to Mele, everyone had a shtikl araya. He doesn't have to budge. The state stopped. Ma'at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he do? He made Cheskiyahu HaMelech ill. And then Yishai came to visit him because of Mitzvah B'Kecholim. She came to visit him, not because it was covered to anyone, it was a tzaddik, Mitzvah B'Kecholim. Kodesh Baruch Hu went to visit Avraham Avinu as well. So, and then it came into discussion, well, why not getting married? And it sort of got sorted. And then there was Mashadach of his daughter, more than Yishidach. They became a family. So the question is, what do you mean, Michoch in their Pesha? Only the Aibish can make a Pshorah? What's the chat? Everyone can make Pshorahs. The Talmud says, no, the Irish made a moed de gechochme. I think that's what it means, that teaches us a lesson how to make a pshara. People come to the Torah, get stuck in their story. I'm right, what do you mean? Cheskiyahu said, and he brought an ayah. Cheskiyahu Malach had an ayah from Eliyahu Novi. He had an ayah from Eliyahu Novi. Each one had an ayah. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're both right. You both have a proof. The emes? The emes is your mother. Ain't the relative of the Kenchaim. For we to say anyway, like Basham Bezil. You both have a point. I'm going to make him ill, that only Kodesh Baruch can do, and I'm able to be a way out, without deciding who the machloekes is still continuing. So that the king has to go to the Novi, the king? No one even cares anymore. It's not been paskin, it's not been ruled, it's still in the Himmel, still in Machloikis. Obviously, Chizkiya and Melech think he's right, and the Yishanu still think he's right, but both are right. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to find the third way, which is not even relevant here. I'm going to make it a world, make a choylem, and who cares who's right or wrong? So that is the chokhmah, that's what Shoya Melech says. Mi chokhle dea pesha, that's how to learn. That only HaKadosh Baruch Hu do make someone unwell, but that's the thing that the Pshaw is, that each one gets stuck in his own shell, in his own emotions, and the chokhmah is, that you're both right, and didn't pass him anything. He's right, and he's right. But the issue got sorted with everyone staying right. That's the chokhmah. Everyone's correct, you're right, and you're right. And the issue got sorted, they got married, and then they're finished. Yeah, okay, so I'm Taka Elfam, so I'm Taka Solomon and Klavisol, and yeah.